on Toxic Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 20th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Iman. How you doing, Iman?
Hello, good morning, everybody. I'm great. Happy to be back. I feel like this is a bit of an interesting one. Got some interesting movements happening. So, yeah. I'm glad. It's interesting, sort of like being back to back, because I feel like we were sort of like in one space last night for the roundtable, and now a little bit of developments after the roundtable. So I'm excited to get into it and dissect it all.
Yeah, it's one of those seasons where the roundtable is not the final say on the week. Sometimes the roundtable is very definitively the final say. But usually this season it's been like maybe things are locking into place. But there's also a lot of other stuff going on. So we are here, of course, to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 10 live feeds. It was day 53 in the house, and you didn't listen to the roundtable last night. We've got a bit of a roller coaster for you here today to talk about. So let's get right into it. We started the day with some interesting sort of preparation for the triple eviction. So there's some interesting stuff happening with Jay, Spetty, and Summer, where, of course, Marty is the HOH. He nominated Betty and Josh. Betty won the veto. Summer had safety. Marty had them draw gummy bears to decide who the replacement nominee was going to be. Gino drew the red gummy bear. Gino is up on the block next to Josh. And so that means that there are five votes total. Three votes are needed to win the day here. So what the five, Marty, Gino, and Jace, are hoping is that Jace, Kevin, and Helena will be votes to save Gino, and Josh will go. In reality, Kevin and Helena at this time plan to vote Gino out, which would make it something like a 4-1 vote, with just Jace voting for Gino to stay. So
just Jace.
So Jace and Gino have a plan to try to campaign to Summer, to try to get Summer's vote to make it 4-1 in the other direction, thinking that they still have Kevin and Helena. So Gino is going to be campaigning to Summer today. In addition to that, Jace is going to have a conversation with Betty, because while Jace is working on votes to keep Gino, Betty is trying to focus on, okay, where do we go from here, moving past this week, heading into a potential triple eviction? Betty is thinking, if I can get Jace on board, if I lose Josh or if she loses Gino, then either way, we can try to work something out here and work together moving forward, which could theoretically be very good for Betty if Jace feels like, hey, you know, Betty's a locked in vote for Josh. She's not going to be upset with Betty for voting to keep Josh. So if Josh leaves, then hey, Betty gets potential safety with Jace, in the sense that, like, hey, Summer is going to be a bigger target than me, hopefully. And if Josh stays, then hopefully Jace is more mad at the other people than she is at Betty. And again, Betty would potentially be safe with Jace. With only six people competing in the HOH competition for the triple eviction, one of them being Jace, who is potentially one of the better competitors competing, it's not a bad play. And so that's what Betty is going to propose to Jace. Hey, one of us is going to lose our number ones this week, no matter what happens. So we should work together.
Yeah. I mean, it makes a lot of sense. Like you said, you know, it's time to sort of cut your losses. We know where the sort of like the cards lay at this point, but moving forward, we know that there's something, a triple could be happening. So how can we work something out? I know that we haven't been on the best of terms, but maybe we can make something happen here. But I mean, it should make a, it should make sense for Jace, but not received very well. Mm-hmm. Not that great.
Yeah, so so this is the proposed plan, and this is obviously, it's good for Betty, theoretically, if it goes through. It's also bad for Helena and Kevin, because if Betty is starting to look at protecting Jace in the triple eviction, that would mean some bad nominations, and we'll get to that for Kevin and Helena. So this is kind of what kicks off the whole day. So Jace tells Betty, hey, you know, I'm with you. By the way, you know, Helena has a final two with Marty. And so Helena's going to be doing whatever Marty wants. I'm also against Marty. So the real enemy is Helena and Marty together. So I think it makes sense for us to come together and work together. Now, Jace, of course, is thinking when Gino stays, we're planning to turn on Marty and Helena. And in Betty's eyes, she's like, okay, well that, okay, now, If Helena's with Marty, Marty is still the enemy. Again, whatever happens with Josh and Gino, we can go against Marty and Helena. So Betty talks to Summer and she lets her know what Jace told her about the final two with Marty. And they're like, well, damn, they already kind of thought they couldn't trust Helena to vote to keep Josh or anything else with anything else. Now they're really like, okay, so Helena's just fully in Marty's corner. We really got to work on Kevin. Kevin's our only hope to keep Josh. Helena has proven again and again that she is not trustworthy. And they talk about how their nominations might look in a potential triple eviction might look like Marty, Helena, and Kevin, if they're going to keep Jace off the block and make some kind of deal with Jace. So that's why it is very bad for Helena and Kevin if this goes through. Luckily for them, Jace doesn't actually want to work with Betty and tells Gino pretty quickly, like, I don't trust Betty. She's manipulative. I don't like this.
Yeah, Jace just coming through, not for herself. Once again, this entire scenario, and Kevin and Helena, is just such an interesting thing to watch, because we talked at nauseam last night about how this was all happening because of gummy bears. The fact that Gino was not even an option up until 2 days ago, and now all of a sudden is, and now they have to sort of figure out how, and it's like half of this Final Five Alliance, or no, two-fifths of this Final Five, I guess three-fifths of this Final Alliance, one of them doesn't have a vote, thinks that things are still going to go according to plan with Gino on the block. So now you have to maneuver pissing off the people that you thought that you wouldn't have to appease anyway, because you were going to plan on, like, you thought that Josh was going to be a goner. Now you have to deal with that. And you have to deal with the fact that Summer and Betty are expecting you to vote out Josh. And so now how do you figure out how to go back and forth between, or vote out Gino, not Josh. How do you figure out how to, like, go back and forth between what two factions that people want when it wasn't part of your game plan to begin with? And, you know, as we're going to see, Kevin is doing some interesting work to make this sort of as seamless a route as possible for him, somewhat, whereas Helena's sort of like, you know.
Yeah, this is kind of one of those situations where it's like, you know, there is a person who is pulling many of the strings in the game. And then all it takes sometimes is for just one person to have an original thought of their own. Like Betty being like, what if I went to Jace? And that could, like, ruin everything. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, you're supposed to stay over here. And I think that, you know, we talked about this last night, but I think that this is in part, due to a failure of Kevin and Helena, not just locking this in sooner. Don't know why they're hesitating so much to just go to Summer and Betty and say, hey, we are with you. We plan to vote out Gino. Let's make a final five. Let's do whatever, right? Like, let's lock
it's
this
because
in.
Helena just automatically expects that they, like, she's just like, she's gone on with this narrative that Summer and Betty just don't like her. They don't like her, that they never can trust her, which, I mean, true. So, yeah. So, but now you're at this point. I mean, you were saying yesterday that you were surprised that they haven't come to you. I was like, well, why would they if you aren't giving them the same energy? So it's sort of like, I agree with you. I think it's like you could have made this jump to sort of solidify this thing because it's going to happen for you anyway. You might as well capitalize on the fact that Gino is leaving. Make something happen. But
it's like you have something they want. They want Josh to stay. They feel like they're not sure if it's going to happen. And you hold in your hands safety for Josh.
Mm-hmm.
And you're holding it behind your back and pretending it's not there. And they're like, man, I really wish we could save Josh. Helena, man, looks like Helena doesn't have any of that on her. Meanwhile, Kevin's like peeking it out from behind his back, like, maybe I've got some. And they're like, maybe Kevin has some, but stupid Helena doesn't have any. Man, if this isn't going to happen at all, maybe we should just, if none of them have any save Josh, maybe we should just go to Jace. And it's just like, show them your save Josh. It's right there. Why are you holding it behind your back? It's very silly in my eyes. But we'll get there as we move through the day here. Yeah. Jace and, Gino, they talk through this whole situation. Gino is going to make his pitch to Summer. And, first it's Summer sort of explaining why she doesn't want to vote to keep Gino. And she's like, you know, you did put me up. You have a very good resume. He's like, yeah, but I was sure you wouldn't go home. You know, Moose, he left with a...
And a landslide unanimous vote.
Right? So it's not like you've got any votes.
I think I was late to the episode, so I missed that. Oh, that's horrible. That's horrible.
He says, and it's not like I'm like, it's like Josh is very strong too. Josh has a great resume as well. Mm-hmm. He says, look, here's the way I see it. There's a guy who has turned on me for a third time in this game, and he is my target. And there is a three-headed dragon in the house, the true three-headed dragon. It's Marty, Helena, and Kevin. And so I am pissed, he says. I'm pissed with Marty because if he was a man, he would have grown some balls and put up Kevin. I was not supposed to go on the block this week. That was not supposed to happen. So look, Summer, what I'm telling you is that I already have the votes to stay. Marty wants me to stay. Marty's got Kevin and Helena. I've got Jace. I have three votes already locked in. So what I'm offering you is that you can be the fourth vote for me to stay. And if you are a fourth vote for me to stay, then in the triple eviction, I will put up Marty, Helena, and Kevin, and I will take you to the final four. You can choose one other person to bring with us, somebody like Betty, and we can go to the final four. That is the offer on the table.
The hills are alive with the sounds of bullshit. None of this makes any sense. First of all, Gino, if you have all of these votes, why are you doing all this threatening for a fourth vote? If you've got three votes, I mean, yeah, sure, you can make the argument that having as many votes as possible never hurt nobody, but you're doing an awful lot of hooting and hollering for someone who is seemingly safe. Furthermore, you then go on to explain to Summer how you ended up on the block. So you tried to paint this picture that it's a whole Marty, Kevin, and Helena thing, while also simultaneously saying that they're going to keep you in the house, while also saying that you're the person that put yourself in this position in the first place by putting your gummy bear in the ring. Where is the logic? Where is it? Where is it? This was horrendous. Oh my God, this is such a flame out. Oh my God, It's just so interesting to me how he literally, I said it last night, he had one of the best positions all season. And a lot of it had nothing to do with him. And now him going home has everything to do with him. It just took one gummy bear to bring the whole thing all the way down.
Yeah. I don't think Gino's very good at the game. I don't think he's very good. Okay. So that's his pitch to Summer. It's not very good. It's not going to work, of course. Kevin is going to talk to Jace in the meantime. Kevin lets Jace know about the secret veto. She says, I didn't use it because I wanted to stay strong with the five. They talk about Helena having a final two with Marty. She complains about Marty, or he complains about Marty. He feels disrespected by Marty. I think that Kevin's overall sort of play here with Gino and Jace is that he's very annoyed with Marty. He's trying to sort of be like, it's Marty's fault that I'm flipping on. That's kind of, I think, what he's trying to set up, and it's getting there. She tells Kevin that she talked to Betty this morning and that Betty wants to work with her. And Kevin is like,
what?
Really? she says, I don't want to work with Betty though. She says, man, it would be so terrible if Gino went home over a gummy bear because he's too nice to say no. That would just be so terrible.
Okay.
You're right, Jace. It would be so terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Just awful.
So, this is news. This is news. She's going to out the Betty thing, which actually could, in a way, help her here, right? Jace and Helena are also going to talk. Jace lets Helena know, hey, Betty said that she wanted to target you. And Helena's like, what the hell? So Kevin and Helena get together. They've got this new information on Betty. And Helena's pissed. She's like, why is Betty trying to screw me over? They're talking, there's some more information being dropped about like the ceasefire between Jace, Gino, Betty, Josh, all of that stuff. Helena's getting blamed for it. Helena's being talked about being targeted, as we've already talked about. And Jace is ratting Helena, ratting Betty out. And so now they know this information that Betty is after Helena and Betty's trying to work with Jace. And as we mentioned, that's terrible news for Kevin and Helena. And so they're like, oh my God, this is really bad. Helena's like, yeah, now if Gino leaves, it'll be Summer, Josh, Betty, and Jace all together, which is really, really bad for us. And Kevin's like, yeah, but I mean, it's not like we can stick with the five. We're destined for second place if that happens. She's like, yeah, I mean, 20K is still life changing though. It's like, yeah, okay. She's wondering Summer and Betty haven't even approached me with an alliance or us with an alliance, given that they need our votes. Like what's happening there? Why aren't they approaching us? And he's like, you know, honestly, we might be drawing dead at this point. If that Betty Jace thing goes through, like we might be drawing dead.
I mean, this whole thing would be so much more interesting if, like, from Jace's perspective, if this had been like her legitimately trying to sort of like do the divide and conquer thing, but it was all just because she just doesn't see it for Betty and thought that she was doing herself a favor and Helena a favor by spilling the beans. But really, this is just making it all the more of a kerfuffle for everybody. So yeah, not the best for Jace, but did sort of ruffle some feathers here. But ultimately, it does clue Helena and Kevin on where they could stand moving forward with this triple.
Yeah, so Helena steps out for a bit, and Kevin is like crying alone, and she comes back in, and he's like, "Look, Helena, if you're really fine with getting second place because 20K is life changing for you, like maybe we should just stick with five. Maybe we should just keep Gino." And she goes, no, Kev. And he says, like, I really do think we have a chance to win if we send Gino home. It's not a high chance, but I do think there's a chance. And she says, look, yes, 20 grand would change my life, but we're here to have fun. We're here to play the game. We have better odds of winning if we get rid of Gino. I'd rather take the risk and just go for it. He says, yes, okay. She says, thank you. I'd rather go with you, Kev. And then Josh walks in. And Kevin is still like worked up. He's like, Kev, what's up? And Kevin is like, you'd better be ready to take a shot at Betty. All right. You have to be. He says, yeah, I'm going to have to. Why is it make you sad? And Kevin says, it feels very real right now. We both know that we're en route to being losing finalists. And we're kind of turning down 20K, to go in this direction. And Helena says, yeah, we're not going to turn on each other though. And, you know, she says, but we're concerned because it seems like Summer and Betty are trying to pull Jason and cut me and Kevin. And Helena starts getting emotional. She'd rather see them, both of them win than anything else. And she wants to take the risk. It's just that Betty's trying to start stuff this week and it's getting dangerous. And Helena says, I heard that me and Marty are Betty's top two targets. And Kevin says, Josh, do you think you could maybe get Betty and Summer to propose like a final five with us? Josh is like, I think so. It's a little messy, a little bit of mess happening right now.
Yeah. I know a lot of people were giving Kevin and Helena a lot of flack for sort of like this, oh, you know, are you fine with the 20K? Like that whole conversation, like, I find it asinine as well, but you're getting down to the wire. I mean, you've been playing with these people for so long. You start to develop all of these feelings. You're just like, sometimes your emotions just sort of run you in that house. And as the day goes on, you know, you have a little bit more time to decompress and think about what it is that you're doing. You know, better decisions start to happen. But, you know, they had a very human and weak moment. Because I don't want to hear anybody talking about like is second place. No, second place ain't enough. No, you go for the gold every single time. That's the only way that Big Brother can be at its best.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So in the meantime, Josh is talking to Summer. Summer lets Josh know about Gino's pitch. She's like, that was a dumb pitch. She asks him if he thinks he can get Helena's vote. He says he needs to work on that relationship. He says that he did tell her that he's targeting Marty and Jace, which he thinks is the right call. Betty joins. They talk more about not trusting Helena. They think Betty and Summer think that Helena will put the three of them up if she wins. Josh being sort of the passive player that he is, not doing a ton of work to correct this sentiment, even though he should, because this is getting a little bit precarious. Betty is going to ask Josh to be a bridesmaid at her wedding. That could get interesting, considering he just promised he would take the shot at Betty.
Sheesh, this is getting bad. Hell had no fury like a woman scorned before her own wedding.
Petty Betty loves a good show.
It's gonna be a wedding for sure.
Yeah, imagine Betty's like, Josh is like, I understand if you don't want me to come to your wedding anymore. She's like, no, you should come. I still want you to come. And then he shows up and it's just an elaborate setup to get back at him. He shows up to like a butchery.
I want him to know it was me. Yeah, totally. That's not good.
Yes. Well, so Kevin and Helena continue their conversation a little bit after Josh leaves. They're able to catch up a little bit later. Kevin's just like, really though, we can keep Gino and pull them in. It will be more likely that we get that 20K. Helena says, yeah, let's think about it. She goes into the pantry. Marty comes in. Marty says to Helena, look, I've never doubted you. Never doubted you. Jason, Gino, they're worried a little bit, but I know that you're solid, Helena, because we've had a final two this whole season. They'll see when the season ends that we've had a final two this whole time. And I am a little worried about Kevin. She says, he's just stressed. Like, okay, but like, thank you for being, you know, solid, Helena. You know, we've got this. He leaves. And after he leaves, she's like, are you kidding me? I'm about to screw this man over. And I feel horrible because he's done nothing but protect me and be kind to me in this game.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it definitely good on Marty's end. I don't know how much of that was like intentionally him trying to, you know, sort of do the guilt trip thing, but Helena's definitely the right audience for that because, I mean, she just has such problems with betraying people when it's good for her game. I mean, honestly, Helena, I mean, like we said before, just you just have to go to him at some point. It could be Wednesday night, preferably Wednesday night so that we get it on the feeds. It could be Thursday where you just say, like, look, Marty, I just think that it would have just been foolish if we would have had Gino on the block. I mean, look, we both voted him out the other week. Like, I was with you. Like, we can make that happen. And sure, he'll be upset. But, like, you know, if we both do it, it might not be the worst thing for us. So, like, there's ways to, you know, not make this as horrible in your head as you think it will be. You just have to do it, you know?
Yeah. So it's looking a little shaky at this point. Like, something could really happen here. Marty is then going to work his magic on Kevin. He's going to pull Kevin into the HOA. He's like, Kevin, you seem stressed. What's going on? I was like, everything's fine. Don't worry mm-hmm. about it. Marty says, listen, Kevin, you have nothing to worry about. Okay. I know that you're close to Josh because of that time I caught you talking to him. But listen, we've all got to do what we've got to do. I know it's hard, but we've got to do it. And hey, look, Gino thinks that there's like a final four between me, Helena, Gino, and Jace that excludes you. But the reality is that I will be bringing you to the end with me, Kevin. Don't worry about it. And that whole play, I know everyone's mad about the gummy bears, but I knew that Gino would choose to put a gummy bear in. That's why I offered
it
to
him. Oh my God.
So that was the plan all along. Kevin is not having this conversation at all. Kevin, leaves the conversation pissed. This final four information is new to him. This whole, like, Marty bringing up again the Josh thing. Like, if Marty hit the right buttons with Helena, he hit all of the wrong buttons with Kevin. And Kevin goes to Josh afterward and says, look, Josh, Helena's just feeling nervous because people are going to be mad. She thinks she's going to be a losing finalist. We just need to reassure her. Keep reminding her that it's second place only if we keep Gino, because we got to get rid of this guy.
Marty definitely not doing himself any favors with this conversation. If Gino's got to go first, Marty's got to go next. That's just sort of where it ends for Kevin.
And so. I will say this about Marty. As we've been giving Gino a lot of crap, but we did mention a little bit, like, it was a trap. Like, the way that Marty proposed to Gino the gummy bear thing very much was like a, if you choose not to do this, you're not being a team player. Gino still had the choice, but I actually do buy that Marty intended for Gino's gummy bear to be in the book. He just wanted to give him the illusion of a choice. But if I'd still, obviously, if Gino had said no, then his gummy bear is not in the bucket. I think that Marty wanted his gummy bear in the bucket.
So I think Marty is deranged. And I think that on some level, there probably is a piece of him that wouldn't also mind seeing Gino even leave. That being said, though, when you put your cards out there and you tell everybody, like, look, Gino is going to be safe no matter what. And you tell that in a room of five people, and then you have to go back on your word in putting his thing in there anyway, that makes you look bad. So, yeah, ultimately, yeah, I mean, Gino, you probably would have been better off just not putting it in there. But totally take your point, too. Like, Marty is going Marty, okay? And sometimes there's just, like, really no rhyme or reason with him. It's just you have to play Marty's game, and if you don't play Marty's game, then he's going to come get you for it later on. So it really is a double-edged sword. It truly is.
Yes. So Jace is going to talk with Summer in the meantime, and Jace is trying to get Summer to vote to save Gino, trying to follow up on the pitch. In the meantime, Summer is trying to get Jace to be like, hey, we can work together. Let's leave the vote on the table. We can work together. Betty and I are willing to save you in the triple eviction. I think that we can sort of you know, make some kind of deal where we protect each other in the triple eviction. And now it's really starting to get dangerous. Again, Kevin and Helena are wasting their time, spinning their wheels, going back and forth on this decision, not letting Betty and Summer know that they're with them. And this potential deal with Jace is really starting to progress in a very bad way for them. So they need to get on top of this quickly if they wanted to, if they want to stop it.
Yeah. The back and forth, I mean, I last night, I think it's always good to weigh out your options, but I think once you're sort of like, the plan has already sort of been put in motion, you have the, not only do you have the numbers to take Genoa, you also have people like Betty and Summer that are going to want this to happen anyway, even if you plan on turning on them, which you do, lull them into a sense of security. Just make people feel as good as possible before this looming triple, which you all think is going to happen. Just that's all you have to do. And then even if you screw over Jace, she's one person. And then you can still, and when the vote comes back 4-1, she's going to be the one looking dumb. So there's so many avenues for you to take. And Marty can't even play, so you don't even have to worry about him. Just acquiesce to people, you know? Yeah. Have all these conversations to the side, you know, go back and forth with each other. But to the rest of the house, it needs to be a united front.
Yeah. Well, Kevin goes back to Helena after talking with Marty and Josh, and he lets her know about his conversation with Marty. They complain about Marty for a while. He talks about the final four that excluded him. And he says, look, I think we just need to get rid of Gino. I think we should not play for second place. I think we should just get rid of him. Helena agrees. And they're back on the same page officially. No more wavering. They're getting rid of Gino. It's happening. They still are a little bit unsure about if they want to blindside Gino and Jace. Helena is very much on the side of wanting to give Jace a heads up ahead of time. Helena.
You are dead to me.
No, not all the way. Not all the way. But come on!
Yeah, I mean, everybody is fearful of the blowback. Like I said, I don't think that you have that much to be concerned about. I mean, yes, I mean, there is a possibility that that JC could win the veto, but, you know, you sort of have to take, you have to take that chance. You know, you just have to take that chance. I mean, and Helena knows that, you know, it's starting to look like no matter what you do, you are sort of going to be in this precarious position. So I would take out the threat that could probably beat you in comms. And yes, maybe Josh is still as equally threatening, but at least Josh isn't in a showmance, and at least Josh is with the two of you. So to me, it's sort of like cut and dry. Jace is just going to have to, you know, just fluster her, you know, make sure she don't win. Play some mind games, you know, like there's tools for you here.
Yeah. So Kevin and Betty are going to talk now that he is fully locked in. It's time for him to finally start doing the work he needs to do. And he lets her know that he wants to keep Josh. Of course, he wants to keep Josh. Mm-hmm. He loves Josh. Yeah. He wants to have fun here. They agree. Gino, he's a great guy. He ran some great HOHs. He took Kyle out for us. He's so kind and empathetic.
Not this eulogy.
He's got to go, though. He's got to go. Gratitude means nothing in the game of Big Brother. He goes on to talk about how frustrated he is with Jace, that Jace is going around sort of, you know, talking crap about him. And, you know, she's also talked crap about you, Betty. It's very annoying, this whole Jace situation. You know, she really feels like she's, you know, untouchable. Summer ends up joining them. And Kevin says, look, I'm going to be getting a lot of heat on Thursday, but I am keeping Josh. And Summer's like, oh, getting some heat. Let's go. And Marty opens the door, checks in on them, and then leaves. And Betty's like, uh-oh, you're going to get in trouble. And Kevin says, good. I don't care. Kevin says, look, the thing is, once this happens, Jace and Marty, they're going to be like, we got to stop Jace from winning that competition. Any competition, any ability to knock Jace out of a competition, we've got to take it, because I don't think she's going to go after Marty. She's going to go after me and other people, right? Because she's going to be with Marty on that other side of the vote. And they're like, you're right. We need to knock her out of those competitions. And they promise him, we will not put you up if you keep Josh here like this. So getting the promises from them, this finally sort of starting to reverse that progress finally. We got to knock Jace out. We got to not put me up. We got to put Jace up instead. It's good work because Helena's going to talk, Betty and Summer are going to talk with Josh afterward. They celebrate. We've got Kevin. Let's go. Josh is like, yay. And they all agree with Kevin that they do need to knock Jace out of those competitions.
Kevin, you know, doing exactly what needs to be done. You know, planting these seeds, making JC the unsavory person, and not Helena. it's great work. It really is. I just wish that Summer and Betty just weren't so like gung ho about getting Kevin when Kevin is getting you. Oh my God. It's just like, but you know, props to Kevin, you know, it just is what it is. I'm glad that it turned around. I saw a lot of like, yesterday on Twitter, everybody was like, when this whole waffling between, or gummy bearing, excuse me, between, telling Gino, not telling Gino, yada, 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 maybe flipping back to Gino. A lot of people were just giving Kevin so much flack. But yeah, I think in the end, he's always going to make the right decision. So,
I mean, that's truly been the story of Kevin's game all season long. It's like, seems like it's not going to work. But by the end of the week, it always works.
I think some of the time, because this week was.
This week was one of the closest. I mean, really shaved it close on this one, Kev.
This is a very magical week for him. We'll just say that. I think, I don't know how much of the gummy bearing throughout the game has been intentional. Some of it has been intentional, which I think is great because I think you always want to give people the assumption, most of the time, that you are willing to do things seemingly against your own interest. I think appearing to other people that you are not as clued in as you are, I think always works well. You know, I just think people, I mean, like with Summer and Betty, it's making, they think that they got you. That you are coming over to the dark side. You're going to catch the heat. You're going to be the one that even in the event that JC does win, it's going to be you. So it's like, I think that he's been able to sort of manage that sort of like image in the house very, very well.
Yeah. So Betty is pretty annoyed with Jace. That's only going to continue to evolve into this morning, but we will of course get to that tomorrow in tomorrow's update. That should have been the night. Except Jace wants to talk with Helena because she feels like Helena's been acting a little off. And it's just been stressful. You know, things have been a little stressful. And Jace just is like, look, I would hope that you would have the decency to tell me if there was going to be some kind of flip, right? Like, you wouldn't just leave me in the dark. And Helena's like, of course. If Kevin flipped, then I'd probably have to also flip. So Jace is like, excuse me, what do you mean if Kevin flipped?
Ring the alarm.
Alarms happening in the background of here.
No, I think it's just cars. But how opportune.
Jace leaves this conversation feeling very not good. She is going to sit by herself for a little while, getting a little bit emotional, very deep in thought, very worried. Gino joins her. She lets Gino know what Helena said. And she's like, I don't know about this. I'm thinking that they might flip on you. Just to spite Marty at this point. And that narrative definitely still existing. Because Helena talked about them being pissed at Marty. And Gino's like, oh my God. Well, okay. Well, here's what we got to do. I've got to talk to them about, my points. Got some points.
They're both way too calm for me. Like, you need, I'm not saying that you need to blow the house up immediately, but I think there needs to be some sort of like sense of urgency. Not that this is like in your realm. Like, Gino, you're on the block. Like, you're on the block, and you're Gino against Josh. Like, the minute that JL says something about how Helena is acting funky, you need to be up in Marty's room immediately talking about this. And then you need to pull in Kevin and Helena immediately. None of this, like, all right, well, I guess I'll just lay it all down the line. It's really effing annoying that I have to do this, but it's the game. Like, you need to put some pedal to the metal, sir. I mean, it's too late, but you still need to do it.
I mean, this is what happens. Like, think about it. It's day 53. Gino hasn't done a single lick of campaigning all season long, whether it was for himself or for anybody else. He hasn't campaigned for anybody to go or for anybody to stay. Everybody else has been doing the campaigning, the working. Gino has always just been like, okay. He hasn't done any campaigning. So what he thinks campaigning is all right, well, tomorrow I will ask to speak with them both. I will make my 4 points, and then they will decide to vote for me because my points are great.
I will restate my thesis and conclude my argument. I rest my case. Thank you for hearing me out. Yeah, it's bad. And even in like the most successful HOH that people were lauding him for, I mean, it was Kyle. Like,
that was a disaster raid.
Just not good. And not good for Helena either, for sort of like messing this up, because now it puts Kevin in a bad spot, because now it's like, oh, now I'm like, now you're the really, really bad spot that you and Kevin were trying to like sort of avoid, that you still could have sort of made it out kind of unscathed. Now for sure, it's like, if Jace goes and spills this to everybody else, then it's just going to be a whole thing. So yeah, it's not great for Helena either.
It's not coordinated, and it's not being done in a way where, again, like, I think they had the ammunition to Andy Heron this, where Andy knew a double was coming up and was able to coordinate something to just obfuscate the truth just enough to keep people looking in the wrong direction.
Alyssa, for the lie.
Exactly.
I didn't lie, Andy. No. McCray, please. Oh my God, it's so hard to watch.
But when Helena says, well, if Kevin flips, then I might have to flip. She's trying to make it seem like it's, what am I going to do? Because it's Kevin's decision. But the reality is that she's just sort of tipping her hand, and showing like what she's going to, which gives Jace the time to think, well, okay, if they do flip, this is what I'm going to do in a triple eviction. I'm going to put them both up. Right. Like, she has more time to process what she will do in that spot. Which means that you will have a significantly more difficult sort of challenge to get her to not put you up, in my opinion. So she talks to Gino. Gino says he's got his points. He's going to go and talk to Marty. And Gino lets Marty know what's happening. Marty says, nah, they're not. It's Kevin's just having some sinus issues. That's all. There's nothing serious going on. I have not made a mistake.
Sinuses. Not this.
He says, the gummy bears have spoken, and it is not wrong that there will not be a flip.
If Marty ever decides to host a Big Brother podcast, as so many alumni often do, it's got to be called Sinuses and Gummy Bears. That's just what it's got to be called. Also, I love the fact that Gina, before Gina even goes up to Marty, he like spends a lot of time just sort of like contemplating in the backyard. And I love that someone made an edit because he was lying on the couch where you can see the $100,000 grand prize. Somebody went ahead and edited out the one and added a gummy bear. That is top tier comedy right there. That is beautiful. That's wonderful. Good job. So, I wish I could give you credit, but I don't know who it was.
Yes. So here's my biggest issue with what Helena is doing here. I think that she is ultimately sort of like forcing Jason and Marty back together by like, because again, like the major thing here is that in the event of a triple eviction, in the event of Jace winning in the triple eviction, they want Jace to put Marty on the block. For sure. They want Jace to feel like Marty might have been a part of it because, hey, he really sucks at lying, right? Like they want Jace to have that moment where she thinks that Marty did this to them. And if Marty goes on the block, then they have a much better chance of surviving than if one of Summer or Betty or even Josh goes on the block, right? So the fact that tipping the hand early and letting her sort of panic with Marty is only further going to make her feel like Marty's my only person left in the game. Yep. Once the flip happens, and she probably won't put Marty on the block. Now again, the narrative after the fact, after the triple eviction, if Jace is still around, or if they need to, is, well, it was because of Marty. But I think, again, this is a mistake. Gino and Jace do agree that they're going to play it cool. They're going to approach both of them tomorrow. Gino's going to have his points. Gino does talk to Kevin briefly. He asks Kevin if anything is up. He's like, no, nothing's up. So I'm just, sinuses. It's not feeling great. I just want to need to get to bed, you know?
Yeah, no, you need to put their feet to the fire. None of this, like, approaching it gingerly. You need to let them know that this is not, I mean, you don't need to be like how you were with Summer, but you at least need to let them know, like, look, if you all do this, then this whole thing was a farce. Gino's going to have no choice. Marty's going to have no choice but to come after the two of you. Of course, Marty can't win, but JC can. And if she does, and Marty's no longer an option to be on the block, and it's a triple, and two of y'all going to go after, we think it's going to happen. So you need to sort of like, that is the only thing that could potentially make any movement here. It most likely will not. At this point, I think that's a little too late, but that's literally your only option. That's all you've got.
Yes. So that was the day yesterday. Things are starting to leak out. I can tell you that this morning, Gino has approached Helena and Kevin. He wants to talk to them. So that will happen. In the meantime, Kevin and Helena have also continued to do some work to bury Jace to make sure that Summer and Betty are anti-Jace. And I think as we speak, they are finally letting Josh know that Jace had the secret veto last week, dropping that bit of information on Jace as well. So the plan is moving forward, and there's just one more full day until the triple eviction tomorrow. So we will see what goes down for the rest of the day, how much more progress can be made, both with Summer and Betty and with the with Jace, essentially, because Jace is really the only one that matters coming into the triple. So that's what we are looking forward to right now as we head into the triple. Just to quickly, in case you have not experienced a triple eviction before, what happens in the triple eviction is that six people will be competing for the HOH. Jace, assuming Gina leaves, Jace, Kevin, Helena, Summer, Betty, Josh, the winner of that HOH is going to nominate three of the six other people in the game. Those three people plus I believe two others. With one, the HOH will sit out. So we'll, but will there be one more person? I guess so. I guess one person will sit out of the Speedo in addition to the HOH. So the three nominees plus two. No, because each nominee. I don't remember now. Do they? How did they do it? Have they done the triple eviction without the HOH playing? Because they introduced that rule in season seven. They haven't had a triple eviction since. So typically they've had six people playing in the veto, I think. So I don't know.
So I guess it would just be everyone plays then, minus the HOH.
It might be that everyone plays minus the HOH, with each nominee spinning the wheel. So there might be six people playing. There might be five people playing. Either way, people will play for the veto. If the veto is used, of course, you just replace with another person. And then we get to the vote. How the vote works is that three people are on the block. Three people will be voting. The vote is not to evict. The vote is to save. So each of the three voters will go into the diary room and say, I vote to save Kevin, right? I vote to save Summer. I vote to save Kevin. If Kevin, Summer, and Betty are on the block, that means with two votes to save, Kevin is safe. Summer and Betty are evicted. That is how the triple eviction works. So, or at least that's how it has worked in the past. You know, for all we know, it could work slightly differently, but, that's typically how it has worked.
I'm getting energy. I am. And I'm seeing a Summer or Betty triple eviction HOH. That's what I'm seeing. That's what I'm seeing. And I haven't been able to shake that feeling since last night. I just feel like that's what's going to happen. And I feel like Gino, Marty, and Jace are going to be up out of here, barring anything that could potentially happen today with what Gino, with mm-hmm. however Gino's conversation goes with Kevin and Helena, that could change some things. But I still see Summer or Betty all of a sudden, when we're counting them out most, win that HOH. That's what I'm getting.
Yeah, so if Summer and Betty were to win, as of right now, it looks like their nominations would likely be Marty, Helena, and Jace. If those nominations stay the same, Kevin and Josh would save Helena. Jace and Marty would be evicted. If Jace or Marty win the veto, though, then we could see Kevin go up on the block next mm-hmm. to Helena and Jace, at which point Josh probably votes to save Kevin. Marty probably votes to save Jace. And then the other person, Summer or Betty, probably vote to save Kevin. Again, they promised that Summer has already promised Jace that she would save Jace, but things have sort of changed now with Kevin doing mm-hmm. some work, so mm-hmm. likely would save Kevin, which would mean Helena and Jace or Marty, whichever one of them wins the veto, would likely be evicted. So the veto is very huge. The HOH winner is very huge. This is definitely the biggest and most important competition, either the HOH or the veto, to win in basically the whole game, except for maybe the final three HOH. So big time stuff. We'll talk about it some more tomorrow, I'm sure. But that's what we have for you today. I will, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother Canada 10 live feeds. We'll give the final update on where things stand as the triple looms over us all. I will also, of course, be live tonight watching the episode, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. Should be a good episode to watch live. So come and join me and hang out as we watch it together. I'll also be watching some Survivor, and then we'll be recording about both shows after they air. Then tomorrow, live feed update, Stockwatch stream on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. Then watching the triple eviction live over on Twitch as well, and then recapping it all here on Rob's podcast after it is over. So check it all out. Find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. Check out the Taryn Show. And Amon, where can people find you?
You can follow me everywhere at Amon Adwin. We have reached the finale on Friday for RuPaul's Drag Race Season 14. So definitely expect that to be in your feeds late this weekend. I also appeared on the Purple Pants podcast, do some more casual tea with Bryce. So check that out. And that's it for now.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for joining us here today. And I will see all of you next time.